Wish You Were Here by Graham Swift. Read by Nathaniel Parker. Are these things done on Albion's shore? William Blake, A Little Boy Lost. Chapter 1. There's no end to madness, Jack thinks, once it takes hold. Hadn't those experts said it could take years before it flared up in human beings? So, it had flared up now, in him and Ellie. 65 head of healthy-seeming cattle that finally succumbed to the rush-through culling order, leaving a silence and emptiness as hollow as the morning Mum died. And the small, angry wisp of a thought floating in it. Well, they'd better be right, those experts. It had better damn well flare up someday, or this will have been a whole load of grief for nothing. So then, healthy cattle. Sound of limb and udder and hoof and mind. Not one of them mad as far as I ever saw, Dad had said, as if it was the start of one of his rare jokes, and his face would crack into a smile to prove it. But his face had looked like simply cracking anyway, and staying cracked, and the words he might have said, by way of a punchline, never left his lips, though Jack thinks now that he heard them. Or it was his own silent joke to himself. Or it's the joke he's only arrived at now. We must be the mad ones. And if ever there was a time when Jack's dad might have put his two arms round his son's, that was it. His arms were certainly long enough, even for his son's big shoulders, both brothers out of the same large Luxton mould, though with all of